The universities work at the site of the Luna settlement, also known as Santa Maria de Ochuse, is continuing as part of a 10-week terrestrial field school that began May 23rd and will take place through July 29th. Dr. Elizabeth Benchley, director of the UWF Archaeology Program, says one of their goals is to determine the spatial extent of the site.
Well, we've been working since last January with a small crew across the neighborhood, excavating shovel tests every 30 feet or so to try and reveal where the Luna settlers were.
On the flip side, says Dr. Benchley, is determining where the Luna settlers weren't.
We've had good success finding artifacts related to the Luna settlement, but we haven't had such good success finding where Luna isn't. We've found Luna materials over 5 or 6 blocks now, and we're still trying to find the boundaries of the site.
For the next several weeks, UWF archaeologists, faculty, and about 20 students will continue excavations looking for identifying features such as stains in the ground that denote pits or building foundations at the site.
And we found a cluster of pits and artifacts that suggested that that location had been the warehouse of Luna's settlement.
Benchley says they hope to confirm the site of the warehouse, identify evidence of a central plaza, and find residences and a church. To date, they've investigated more than 30 lots. Thus far, she admits it's been a struggle to identify the remains of any other buildings from the Luna encampment, noting that it was established in the aftermath of a devastating hurricane.
What I'm starting to think is that the rest of the Luna settlers were in very temporary shelter. They built their fires on the ground. They didn't dig pits. They didn't have any food to store. So it's a very ephemeral settlement, and it's going to be hard to see archaeologically.
While structures may be elusive, the archaeology team continues to find other evidence of the 1,500 colonial settlers who lived along the shore of Pensacola Bay over a 2-year period from 1559 to 1561.
We found a piece of chainmail that's very tiny and very fragile, and we're very grateful that we didn't destroy it when we were digging. And it's very clearly a link of chainmail that a Spanish soldier would have been wearing to protect him from arrows and other missiles.
They found a mid-16th century crossbow tip and collected more evidence of the Aztec Indians Luna brought with him.
So we're seeing pieces of their pottery that suggest they were also living in this settlement. And we found some unusual Aztec materials, including what looks like a bead, but we think it's a spindle whorl used by weavers to make thread.
Additionally, UWF archaeologists have continued to find an abundance of olive jar fragments and a variety of nails, including carrot-headed nails, similar to ones found from a Coronado expedition in New Mexico during the same general time period. They've identified the remains of a campfire feature and collected several beautiful trading beads from the site. Dr. Benchley detailed their latest findings in a slideshow presentation for property owners and residents who gathered Monday evening at Constant Coffee and Tea. Retired Navy Captain Robert Stumpf, former Blue Angels commander, lives in the area and attended the meeting with his wife. He spoke about it afterward.
I think that she gave us a very good indication of what they found, which wasn't too clear the last time we met. And it's very, you know, it's enlightening to see how much stuff they found. And I think that sort of cements the theory that this was the Luna settlement, and in my mind anyway.
Stumpf said it was the discovery of the decorative beads and news of a warehouse on the site that he found most fascinating. Rick and Kathy Sprague also attended the meeting. They're building a new home in the area and agreed to an excavation of their property prior to construction.
Well, really, the burn pit thing there was really got my attention with what they found over there, with, you know, for being as long as it was, and the fact that that solidifies that we know some pretty good stuff was going up in that area.
And the cooking utensils and how they stored their food and what they ate on, and an olive jar with still a cork in it. That's pretty amazing.
What's pleasing to them is how UWF is handling the project. That includes not publicly disclosing the exact location and establishing a gated parking lot for staff and visitors on nearby scenic highway to control traffic. Again, resident Bob Stump.
Well, I think that they've done a great job reaching out to the neighborhood and seeking our cooperation and permission to do any digs. And I think they've engendered a lot of goodwill with the locals. I feel very privileged to live in America's oldest settlement. And I've been talking that up with my friends around the country.
Now, had the 1559 Luna settlement lasted, it would have been the nation's oldest permanent city, beating out St. Augustine by 6 years. This year's UWF Archaeology Field School on the site will continue for another 7 weeks. Dr. Elizabeth Benchley estimates that fieldwork there could last at least 2 years. To learn more, visit uwf.edu/luna. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.